From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The World Health Organization, the World Bank, and developed countries have praised Indonesia for its success in curbing COVID-19 cases. It was said by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung while inaugurating and swearing in 85 administrators and supervisory officials of the Cabinet Secretariat, which was broadcast on the official website of the Cabinet Secretariat and accessed from Jakarta on Tuesday. As quoted by Antara, he noted the COVID-19 curve in Indonesia is currently flattening. According to the COVID-19 Response Task Force, Indonesia added 2,057 COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, taking the total tally to more than 4 million since the country reported its first confirmed cases in March 2020. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has urged all state administration institutions to improve processes and present accurate information to the public. As reported by Antara, the Vice President at the commemoration of the World Right to Know Day 2021 in Jakarta on Tuesday explained that public agencies must be ready to transform, improve, and innovate to be able to present information efficiently, accurately, safely, easily, and cheaply in order to support the quality of public services. The Vice President stressed that all ministries, non-ministerial government agencies, and local governments are required to implement public information disclosure, especially given the current development in information and digital technology. Indonesian Home Minister Tito Karnavian has asked all athletes, officials, organizing committee members, and spectators to comply with strict COVID-19 health protocols during Papua's PON National Games. Karnavian's Ministerial Instruction No. 46/2021 was conveyed by the Home Ministry's Regional Administration Management Director General, Safrizal, in a statement that Antara received on Jakarta in Tuesday. Safrizal also said complying with the health protocols is indispensable to make the country's biggest multi-sports event run successfully. He informed, according to the Ministerial Instruction, all participating athletes, officials, organizing committee members, spectators, and locals living near sporting venues must get vaccinated. Activities to strengthen financial literacy have increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the number of such activities reaching 1,000 during the first half of 2021. It was said by a member of the Commissioner's Board of Education and Consumer Protection of the Financial Services Authority, or OJK, Tirta Segara, on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Because the activities were done virtually, the participants could join many of them in a day. Meanwhile, if the financial literacy education was executed on-site, moving from one location to another will be difficult, and thus only one to two activities will be possible in one day. He affirmed financial literacy education activities have continued to be carried out amid the pandemic so that the target of 90% financial inclusion can be achieved by 2024. Now we move to the international news. The projectile North Korea fired off its east coast on Tuesday was a newly developed hypersonic missile, state news media KCNA reported on Wednesday, the latest in a series of new weapons tested by the reclusive state. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, South Korea's military said, as Pyongyang called on the United States and South Korea to scrap their double standards on weapons programs to restart diplomatic talks. The development of the weapon system increases North Korea's defense capabilities, KCNA said, describing the hypersonic missile as strategic weapon. The European Union and China must continue engaging on a number of issues despite differences, the bloc's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell told his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in a video call on Tuesday. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, the European Union stated the High Representative noted while disagreements still persisted, the European Union and China needed to continue engaging intensively in a number of important areas. The European Union also noted Borrell underscored the inclusive and cooperative character of Europe's Indo-Pacific strategy. We end the news with two top U.S. generals who have said they have recommended keeping a force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan ahead of the full U.S. withdrawal in August. Testimony by Gen Mark Milley and Gen Frank McKenzie to Congress seemed to contradict President Joe Biden, who said he did not recall any such advice. As quoted by BBC.com on Wednesday, General Milley said the U.S. had been taken by surprise by the speed of the Afghan government's collapse. The two U.S. generals were questioned by the Senate Armed Services Committee along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday. The hearing comes weeks after a chaotic withdrawal at Kabul airport as foreign powers sought to get their citizens home and thousands of desperate Afghans back for rescue. Well, listener, that was the news.
Myanmar's future remains uncertain. The fighting between military junta soldiers and the resistance forces made people of the country live in fear. The military junta is reported to have launched airstrikes on the southwest region in the third weekend of September, following a battle between the two sides. Predictions about the impending civil war in the country have begun to materialize. Now, the question that arises is, how and when will this problem be solved? In this regard, at least two things can be put forward. First, from the internal side of Myanmar, and secondly, the role of outsiders in the turmoils in the country. As for the case at home, there is still no common ground between the military junta and its opponents, consisting of the shadow governments of Myanmar, NUG, and civilian resistance forces. The NUG, which consists of parliamentary figures who were ousted after the military coup, views the military junta government as illegitimate. Meanwhile, the military junta held on to its position in power by promising there would be election. On the other hand, opponents of the junta outside the NUG have also formed the People's Defense Forces, or PDF, to fight against the junta. From this condition, the facts shows that the internal settlement is still deadlocked. From the external or foreign side, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, an organization where Myanmar is a member, has not been able to play a real role in encouraging conflict resolution. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi at the UN General Assembly in New York on Saturday, September 25th, stated that ASEAN's role was still very insignificant. Retno Marsudi stated that from the political aspects that ASEAN Special Envoy has not been able to carry out his duties because it has not been able to meet with the parties to the disputes. Access is still needed to facilitate meetings with the military authorities, the NUG, and other resistance groups. It seems NUG will object when the ASEAN Special Envoy meets the junta and vice versa. In fact, it takes a joint commitment from Myanmar's internal parties to resolve the conflict that has led to a civil war. Indonesia, which has been active in taking the initiative, can actually play a greater role in seeking peace in Myanmar.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 29, 1955, about the first Indonesian legislative general election. The 1955 Indonesian general election was the first general election in Indonesia. The election, which was held on September 29, 1955, is often referred to as Indonesia's most democratic election. At that time, members of the armed forces and police also voted. Those who work in vulnerable areas took turns to come to the polls. The election took place safely. This election aimed to elect members of the House of Representatives and the Constituent Assembly. At that time, there were 260 seats in the House, while the Constituent Assembly seats were 520 plus 14 representatives of minority groups appointed by the government. Moving on to an event on September 29 about the World Heart Day. World Heart Day is observed every September 29 to raise public awareness of cardiovascular disease, including its prevention and global impact. In 1999, the World Health Federation, together with the World Health Organization, announced the designation of World Heart Day. The idea for this annual event was sparked by Anthony Baez de Luna, president of the World Heart Federation, at the time. We end today in history with an event on September 29, 2012, when Jokowi Ahok were appointed as governor and deputy governor of DKI Jakarta. Joko Widodo or Jokowi and Basuki Cahaya Purnama or Ahok were officially appointed as the governor and deputy governor of DKI Jakarta, elected on September 29, 2012, by the Jakarta General Elections Commission or KPU. They beat Fauzi Bowo and Nahrawi Ramli with more than 53% of the vote. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
sudah tak mungkin. Hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini. Kaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini. Hanya kaulah satu harapan datang dan mengguncang hatiku. Percayalah kasih tiada akan terhapus cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Inka and Maritime and Investment Coordinating Ministry develop river container for fish. Indonesian state-owned train company PT Industri Kereta Api Persero or PT Inka along with the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime and Investment, developed the river container to maintain the freshness and quality of fish. An endurance test for the river container was held at Tamparan Seaport East Java last Thursday. PT Inka President Director Budi Noviantoro in a statement recently said there was a difficulty in shipping marine commodities. It needed a river container with an advanced technology system. Budi hoped the river container prototype is working. The marine commodity was moved into the container with a hybrid system in the prototype. The power supply uses a solar panel, battery, and generator. The body uses a polyurethane foam with a stainless steel frame that can keep the temperature up to 22 Celsius. There are 5 river container prototypes to be developed by PT Inka and Brawijaya University. They are mini river containers with various capacities according to international shipping needs. The standardization and certification test for the product was targeted to finish by December this year, so it can be mass-produced in January 2022. The Ministry's Deputy Assistant of Maritime Resources Downstreaming, Amalius John, affirmed the river container prototype will have its Indonesian national standard and local content rate being processed. This aims to support national products to compete with foreign products. Therefore, Indonesia will not depend on foreign products anymore.
Sepenggal kisah dalam waktu. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Destinations in Indonesia have many things to offer to channel your hobbies. If you have a hobby of diving and exploring the underwater beauty, Pasumpahan Island in West Sumatra can be your choice. Pasumpahan Island is an island located in the waters of the Bungu sub-district, Teluk Kabung, Padang City, West Sumatra Province, Indonesia. According to the beauty of the sea has made this island known by local and international tourists. This island has a white sand beach tourist attraction with coral reefs that are still preserved. This island, which is located west of Little Devil Island, can be reached within 10 minutes from Pisang River by using a small boat. Pasumpahan Island is one of 11 groups of islands in the waters in front of the city of Padang. This island is located in the waters of Bungus Teluk Kabung and has an area of about 5 hectares. Previously, Pasumpahan Island may not have been so popular, but now it is in great demand by tourists because it has fine white sand and relatively clear sea water, as well as its beautiful natural scenery. To cross to Pasumpahan Island, you can go through two points, namely through the Pisang River or Teluk Bungus Harbor. From the center of Padang City to Teluk Bungus Harbor, it is only 18.6 kilometers. Meanwhile, the Pisang River is quite far, which is 32.9 kilometers. However, if you depart from the Pisang River, the crossing is faster from Teluk Bungus Harbor. Because the distance from the pier on the Pisang River, Pasumpahan Island is closer from Teluk Bungus Harbor. Facilities are quite complete. You can find various stalls owned by local residents that sell food and drinks at quite affordable prices. In addition, on Pasumpahan Island, lodging is also available for those of you who want to spend the night. In addition to renting lodging, you are also free to set up your own tent for camping on the beach.
you don't bring a tent, you can rent a tent provided by the manager at an affordable rental fee. All protocols are also maintained properly when you are on this Pansupahan Island. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh gaya tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku, gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang berdua para pandangan pertama.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. Stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Asyik Sudah Tiba, which means hooray, I have arrived. Kevin is calling Mela in a taxi. The taxi driver tells Kevin that he has arrived. Kevin is so happy. Let's listen to the conversation.
Sudah tiba di tujuan.
Asyik, sudah tiba.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, which means we. Sudah, sudah, which means have. Tiba, tiba, which means arrive. Ditujuan, ditujuan, which means at the destination. Asyik, asyik, which means hooray. Kita sudah tiba. Kita sudah tiba, which means we have arrived. Kita sudah tiba di tujuan. Kita sudah tiba di tujuan, which means we have arrived at the destination. Asyik, kita sudah tiba. Asyik, kita sudah tiba, which means hooray, we have arrived. In the dialogue, you hear an expression of joy with an interjection asyik, asyik, which means hooray. Besides asyik, there is also another interjection, namely hore, hore, which has the same meaning. Let's listen to the other expressions of joy. Hari ini aku traktir kamu. Hari ini aku traktir kamu, which means today I treat you. Hore, terima kasih. Hore, terima kasih, which means hooray, thank you. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu, which means I bring dinner for you. Asyik, terima kasih. Asyik, terima kasih, which means hooray, thank you. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah tiba di tujuan.
Asik, sudah tiba.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih. Thank you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a regional pop song from Minahasa, North Sulawesi, entitled Ung Genang. The song Ung Genang was composed by Nelwan Katuk. The lyrics of Ung Genang are about a woman who demands certainty of love from her lover. If he really loves her, they can become husband and wife. However, she doesn't want her love and hopes for her lover to get nothing. The lyrics of this song also describe the characteristics of Minahasa women who are brave to take a stand. Otherwise, men are also demanded to provide certainty in relationship. Well, listener, here is the song Ung Genang by Max, Nova, and Jensen. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Right.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.